Some days life feels perfect. A very good evening to you, faithful listeners of Eagle FM, and of course, faithful listeners of Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. Welcome. This is Life Lessons. I'm your host, Ndafa Happy Juju, and I shall be keeping you company up until 2100 hours. Now, yes, of course, it's month end, the 30th of August, 2025, and just like that, hey, we're just one day an inch away from stepping into a new month, the month of September. Now, of course, August has been, I don't know how to describe it, but I think for everyone has their own description of how August has been and how it's been treating them. Thirdly, from what I can derive from how things have been, I think August have been quite not easy for on most of us, for the most part. That's what I think. Yeah, I've seen my friends go through so much, reach out to me for help when I couldn't just come through for them. And, you know, so sad. I hate it when I can't really come through for somebody. And for me as well, it was quite tough as well. You're in the, towards the end, the, setup being so not so, easy anymore. Nonetheless, I was wondering, wait, did my expenses get more or perhaps did I just spend more in the month, in the early month of August? Nonetheless, August is now goodbye. We're saying goodbye to August and we're stepping closer to September. Just one more day tomorrow, the 31st of August. And yeah, we'll be heading into a new month. And of course, I don't know how it's been for you, but I sure hope that September is going to grace us with beautiful stuff. I mean, people like to say September to remember. So yeah, who knows? Maybe it's going to be really that one of those, really wonderful, months that, stuff are going to happen, that we can remember. Now tonight we're talking about don't give up just yet. We're talking about not giving up on a lot of things, whether it's, your personal life in particular, or perhaps, on that particular dream that you have been, thinking about and hoping that it will definitely work out. Or who knows what it is that you've been believing in, believing for, or having faith for, or just trusting or holding on to for. Don't give up just yet. Maybe you have a dream of getting married. And at this particular point in time, you don't even have a fiance. I don't mean to say that, sadly, but yeah. Or perhaps you've been married for such a long time and, you've been wanting, babies, but they just don't seem to be coming. Or who knows? I don't know. School wise, I just don't know what it is. Anything in particular that's been on your mind lately, hence why the topic is now addressing you or addressing all of us, depending on what we've been holding on to for. Don't give up just yet. Maybe you've been believing God for, I don't know, restoration of family. You know, by restoration of family, that's something I can quite resonate very well. For some time when my boys were in the north and I really wanted them to be back by my side, and I desired that restoration for a very long time, and thankfully it finally took place in a moment when I kind of like least expected it, when I kind of like didn't anticipate it. It just sort of like in a blink of an eye, hey, sort of just happened, and it's, I was surprised and everything. Hence why pulling out this topic for us not to give up just yet. And of course, so let's start off with not giving up on life itself. Hey, you know, recently, I think the message is going to go to us directly and to those surrounding us and vice versa. I don't know if that really makes sense at this point right now, but yeah. You know, recently it was 2 weeks ago, a week ago, that we heard that a very wonderful doctor who contributed majorly to the Namibian medical fraternity, passed on. And you should see how, if you've been following, social media and seeing the comments, you'll see how a lot of people are speaking about, she helped me when I really needed it most. Well, I remember one particular moment, one particular comment that really stood out for me was the part where one, mom, she said, when my baby was going to be operated on, being just 3 weeks, I was very scared, and she assured me that everything's going to be fine. And another person also spoke about, she was really there for me when my child was going to be operated on, and she was a pediatric doctor from what I've heard. And the outpouring of gratitude that was just going on there was really a lot. And I mean, like, wow, you know, this is quite a lot. And now, now that the person has passed on, you know, you see all this many people popping up and showing all this gratitude to them, to her. I mean, she can't see, she can't hear at this point in time now, because she's gone. She's dead. She's no longer on this earth. She can't feel, she can't hear, she can't, none of those things, you know? And it just strike on me how we tend to appreciate people when they are no longer with us. And that's a very bad thing. I keep on saying it, that flowers are for the living, you're old, and not for the dead. Flowers are for the living and not for the dead. You know, buying flowers and taking them to somebody's cemetery is a really, you're just, if anything, I would say you're decorating the cemetery or the gravesite for those that are passing by, for the living that are passing by to see it. But otherwise, for those that are within those graves, they can't feel, they can't see, whether you come and clean their grave or not, whether you come and bring flowers or not, they can't feel any of those things. Hence why it's very, very important that we show one another love while we are, while they're still yet alive. We inform them and try to just let them know that, hey, you know what? I appreciate you, and you mean quite so much to me. Now, a particular, sister, I would say sister in Christ, from the very beginning of this year has been pouring a lot of love towards me. And for her, for her, she particularly moved to the northern part of Namibia to work there as a teacher, wherein she used to stay right here in the capital city. So we'll see every now and then, every Sunday, and occasionally whenever perhaps we have a gathering at church that requires my presence and requires her presence, or, you know, and then we show up. Now, she knows that I love her so much, and I know that she loves me so very much. Now, but then, you know, we would barely call each other. Of course, you know, we will be there for each other. I mean, I'm seeing you on Sunday, you're seeing me, you know, every now and then I'm seeing you. So we would hardly call each other. Now, when she moved to the north, I'm telling you, when she would actually call me, I'd feel this, you know, I'd feel so nice, so really loved, so really appreciated. And she was telling me how she's been actually, her moving to the north has brought her closer to a lot of people back here in the capital city. And, because she gets to call them, and check up on them and ask how they are. And they actually get to talk, you know, when you give somebody a phone call, you tend to talk about what's going on with you right now. Maybe things that are going well and things that are not so going well. You kind of just tend to get closer to the person, opposed to when you're meeting them, in a place where everybody else is. Of course, there are certain, topics that you just can't discuss, because, I mean, hey, the place is just not really that conducive for that conversation, unless you step aside and have a conversation. And that can be every day, because I mean, another person will also want to get her attention and that kind of stuff. And so she's been really reaching out with calls and whatnot. Now, I'm on the other hand, I haven't really been reciprocating the gesture by calling her every now and then. And she was actually, and you know what she did say? She said to me, you don't call me. You guys don't call me. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Okay. Well, I'll be calling you now this time around. I'll be calling you, you know, but anytime she calls me, I get so excited. Now I'm asking myself, wait, I get so excited when she calls me. Then why don't I also, you know, how would she feel when I actually call her? Whether I was actually kind of like busy, I would make sure I make time for her. And then we really talk, and we end up talking, you know, just, like 10 minutes, we really end up talking for a while. And after the conversation, it's those type of people, after the conversation, it leaves you feeling like, oh wow, you know, I just love her. Oh, I love her wisdom. Oh, I love her courage. Oh, I love her encouragement. You know, that type of thing. It's not those type of calls where, you know, the person calls you frequently and you're even annoyed at the calls, because, hey, some people, all they want to do is talk about unnecessary stuff, not constructive stuff. And other people just want to gossip. Now, for some of us, that's not something that we're interested in. You know, sometimes, of course, there's conversation that you ought to have, that maybe the person is bothered of a particular thing. But then, I mean, just, you know, those unnecessary conversations that, you know, comes from a particular type of person. I hope you get what I mean. So, you know, that alone just showed me how appreciated and loved I am, you know. And, you know, who knows if I ever probably was going through something and then she happens to call me, you know, it just makes a person feel like, hey, you know what? It's a nice gesture. Let me just put it like that. And what I'm also trying to derive at with this particular story that I'm telling you is that sometimes it doesn't require, a lot of money for you to make the other person feel, appreciated or loved. It doesn't always require that, you know. It can be even as little as a sweet, as a stocky, yeah? It's a stocky, like, oh, while we are actually at that, when she was staying in the capital city, I remember, as I was walking to church, and there's this Mulamba where there's sunflowers, very beautiful sunflowers. So one day I purposely decided that I'm going to put a scissor. Was it a scissor or a knife in my bag, in my purse, on purpose? So that I can go and cut some sunflowers for her. I didn't have the money at the time, of course, to even afford a bouquet of flowers or perhaps even a gift that I maybe would have come up with to say she might appreciate this. But I cut out those sunflowers, y'all, and I put them together and tied them so beautifully together. And I took them to her, you know, and she appreciated that. I mean, it is the thought that counts. I mean, I went and cut all these beautiful sunflowers for her. And it came about when I saw people selling sunflowers. So I was like, you know what? If I ever have a friend in the hospital and it's the time of sunflowers and whatnot, I can always just cut out some instead of actually being concerned that I can afford some flowers to take with and do that. So it's simple things like that that just make the heart blossom, that just makes the heart really feel loved, genuinely appreciated. It's those little things, you're all, you know, it's, do you know how much guilt a lot of people go through when they hear a particular loved one has passed on, especially if a particular loved one has committed suicide? You often always ask yourself, why didn't they come to me? Why didn't they talk to me? But then the question is, are you making yourself available? Are you making yourself open for them to actually be able to reach out to you and speak to you and just, you know, tell you what they are passing through? Are you accessible when they call you, or are you the type of person who doesn't call back? I get that sometimes we can be very busy, and I'm also as guilty as charged in that aspect. There are particular hours when I'm at work. Those are very critical hours at that time when I'm prepping to just get on air to read news, especially between 12 o'clock to 1, you know, or 11:30, run about the to 1. Like, I'm really focused. I don't want any distractions because I'm about to really come up on air and present news. It's so bad, so much that the other Friday, the kids knocked off early from school, and they actually called me so I can call their cab driver. And unfortunately, I forgot. And thank God, just before I knew it, the dad rang me up, and he's telling me to tell the taxi driver that he picked up the kids. He's taking them home, so he doesn't need to come anymore. And I was like, oh my word, I just forgot. Imagine they called me and I forgot. I completely forgot that the kids need to be picked up. I need to call the driver and tell him pick them up early. You know, it's that bad. Now, I want to apply the scenario to just other stuff. Like, maybe a person calls you at that particular time where you really aren't accessible, and you even forget because you're so busy, so you're so occupied. I don't know. Even if it's going to take 3 days afterwards to actually reach out to the person, if you do remember, hopefully you do, then do just that. But then the whole point is, you know, when people try to reach out to us, are we accessible? When people ask us for advice, do we freely give advice? When people need a shoulder to cry on, are we available? And if we can't really be there, you know, can maybe do we assign somebody? Do we, you know, ask another person to check up on them? Maybe somebody who's much closer or nearer to them. Do we do that? Because otherwise the circle of feeling guilty because somebody close to you or somebody very important or somebody that was very committed and contributing highly to perhaps, I don't know, to our country, to whatever, you know, to your family, you know, otherwise the guilt of losing that person when you least expected it is going to be a circle that will never break. Because I mean, we're not making the choices. We're not making choices that we're not making changes. We just stick into the same old routine. And this is how we'll continually to lose people and just then feel guilty. There'll be nothing to it. So it's very important that we make time for other people. You know, sometimes people really reach out to us and you get somebody say, hey, can you please help me with $100? And I mean, you analyze the situation and you're like, this person hardly ever reaches out to say, I should help them. And sometimes you yourself went left with so much, but you know, I guess it's that time where you can really just stretch yourself and just pull through for the person. Because hey, you don't want to hear, no, so committed suicide. And they were like, they had so many financial, problems. And then you were feeling guilty because you couldn't just, you know, sacrifice that, $100 that you kind of had. I mean, I'm not saying give away every single penny that you have to a point where you're not even able to buy bread for your kids to go to school and, you don't have tax money to be able to go to work. I'm saying if you perhaps had, maybe, I don't know, $400 to spare that you're maybe intending to go buy that nice jacket. I'm saying perhaps maybe you could consider going to lay by that jacket and actually pulling out $100 or being even more generous and put $150, and give it to this person, you know, or pull out an extra 50, I mean, and add it to make it a 150 to give it to this person. Because you know what? People are going through a lot. Of course, our topic is all about not giving up just yet, but the truth is people are going through a lot. This is a fact. Economic wise, social wise, physically, mentally, people are going through a lot. And it's no longer about weight. She's got a really nice salary. I mean, there are people with a very, 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 very good salary that are committing suicide. So it goes just beyond that. There's just more to it than money. You know, there are people who are lonely, people who stay by themselves, you know, like they've got the whole house all to themselves, and them being by themselves all the time makes certain thoughts to pop up in their mind, and they are constantly just wondering, wait, am I good enough? When is this gonna change? When is my situation gonna change? And that kind of stuff. And of course, yeah, you'll be thinking, ah, oh, but then they have everything. Not really. Hey, money doesn't mean that you have everything. Sometimes you don't have the genuine friends because you'll have, of course, where there is honey attracts, or with this sugar, it attracts ants. So some people will come out and be friends, come out all out in their number to be friends, to befriend this particular person. Not necessarily because they appreciate them, or not necessarily because they want to be genuinely their friend, but all because of what they have. And then you find also people having a group of friends or a bunch of friends who are just not genuine at all, you know? They thought perhaps that they are genuine, but all the while, they are pulled because of another thing, of a particular thing that the person has to offer. Maybe it doesn't have to be money, maybe social status, maybe, you know, access to people with, you know, prestige titles or whatever, something like that. So we shouldn't always assume that everybody has it all together. We shouldn't always assume that the next person has it perfect and all sorted out. It's a very dangerous thought that we indulge ourselves in. Hence why we should always have an open mind, you know, be ready to lend a helping hand to the next person. And the one interesting thing about helping the next person, it leaves you also really just, how should I put it now? It leaves you, you know, fulfilled in a way. It makes you human. It makes you really like, yeah, it gives that good feeling that you were able to help out somebody, you know? It gives that good feeling that, hey, at least I pulled out the help that I could extend to the next person. Now, speaking about help, we ought to be very cautious in terms of helping people. Otherwise, we carry burdens that we're not supposed to carry. You know, be very prayerful in who you're extending help to, especially in terms of help of come stay in my house because, I mean, you're going through a lot and blah, 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 and not gonna stop. You know, some people come with a lot of negativity and a lot of toxicity as much as they're in a situation that requires help and requires them a hand to pull them out in. Sometimes it's also wise, it's also wisdom to help the next person from afar. Yeah, you help the next person from afar sometimes, not always, but sometimes, because sometimes we invite the wrong people or we open our doors to the wrong people in our homes. Nonetheless, so this is Life Lessons. We're talking about don't give up just yet. Of course, we started off with the aspect of not giving up on life, on your own personal life just yet. Yeah, never know, maybe your breakthrough is just around about the corner. Now let's pause right here, take a trip to the marketplace, and bring you also a musical, bring you a song in the meantime, and we'll be back to continue. Stay tuned.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral.
Stock up for August with real value at WB. Get a 2-liter Pepsi now for a sweet $14.99. 750ml WB cooking oil for only $26.99. 1 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for just $36.99. And 50 Hi Baby active diapers at only $124.99. See all our real value deals at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event.
Drove the night toward my home, the place that I was born on the
Welcome back. You're still tuned into Life Lessons right here on Eagle FM. Of course, we're talking about don't give up just yet. Now, it depends what that your particular goal that you've been aspiring is. I don't know whether it's life in general, if it's about school, it is about childbearing, finances, job hunting, or a particular dream, or perhaps a business that you've been wanting to set up that things so far are just not going as they should be, you know? Things are just not going right. So hence why we're talking about don't give up just yet, you know? You know, just hold on a little bit longer, even though it feels like it's not gonna be... Even though it feels like it's been the longest time, you've been holding on for a while, but hey, it really does get better with time. And of course, when you're talking about don't give up just yet, because we just discussed about life in general, not to give up on life itself just as yet. You know, there'll be people, or there are people that just appreciate you. They might not have told you, but hey, you just never know. I'm thinking to myself, hold on. If on a serious note, maybe all those people that I've been pouring out love to our beloved doctor, maybe sometime in future something like this was gonna happen. I don't know. Maybe just you know when you kind of like when you wanna give up on something. It is when people are having discussions in corridors that, hey, I think we need to give you know, sort of like an honor or an award to so person because of the hard work that I've been putting in. Now for you, you'll just be at home and thinking that, hey, hold on, I'm not appreciated, I'm not loved, you know, I'm kind of taken for granted. But somewhere, somehow, there is actually somebody who is thinking or having even a conversation to say, you know what, let's actually pull up an award for her or for him because of the hard work that she puts in or he puts in. You know, often we often think that maybe other people don't see the effort that we put in, especially for those that really go extra mile. You know, even in an organization such as a workplace, there will be those particular people that really stretch themselves and go, you know, an extra mile. And you might actually think that, hey, nobody sort of like appreciates me, but you'd be surprised to know that people do actually notice your work. They might not be saying something, but they do notice your hard work. And you'd be surprised that maybe some of your colleagues are actually looking up to you. You're just inspiring somebody you just never know. I mean, you just never know if maybe a client that you helped or a customer that you helped, maybe on a particular project, they're actually admiring your work and they wish to do something like you, you know? And then here you are thinking that, hey, not good enough. Hey, I'm not appreciated. Oh, I'm going through so much burden. I think I should just call it quit. Yeah. No, I definitely don't think you should call it quits, at least not just yet. Hang on a little bit longer. You just never know. You know, have you ever thought about, you know, a particular person at work and they've been hoping for a promotion, you know, an upgradement? Perhaps somebody that they started working off with has now been promoted to be a supervisor, store manager, I don't know, you know, overseeing particular things, or they've been sent to another company, a better one, let me not say company, maybe another branch of the company with more benefits and stuff like that. And, you know, you'll be thinking to yourself that, and me, what about me? I mean, we start off at the same time, you know, I think I put in a bit more work and that kind of stuff. And you'll be surprised that they are planning something even bigger and better for you just when you're about to just give up and throw in the towel. That's why I'm saying, don't give up just yet. Keep on holding on, keep on hanging on. Even at your workplace, maybe perhaps things have become so difficult and so tough. I remember one particular time, when I was going through so much, even work-wise, and I felt like giving up. Honestly, I felt like just throwing in the towel because at the end of the day, I felt like I was fed up. Yeah. I felt like I was exhausted. I felt like I was drained, you know. And thankfully, I didn't throw in the towel. Just when my mind was, you know, running in circles, thinking that, you know what, maybe I should throw in the towel. Boom. Things just changed, you know, sort of like very quickly and, you know, instantly before I even, you know, I didn't even think about it like that. And things just got really nice, you know, better. So even for a job, even for your workplace, please don't give up just yet. Or perhaps you're overwhelmed to so much things, you know, at home, at work, perhaps another side hustle that you're doing. Everything just seems to be so much and it seems to be just draining you. You know what? Don't give up just yet. You never know. Help is on the way. You'll be surprised that help is on the way. You'll be surprised that, you know, something is busy cooking out for you before you even know it. And let's talk about finances, but not right now, just because we have a scheduled commercial break coming up, but also talk about finances, about, you know, when you're just about to throw in the towel and you know what, a surprise is coming your way that you even least expected it, you know, you just didn't know that somebody was actually thinking of you and giving you a particular amount that you will be able to take care of yourself. And who knows, maybe you can finally kickstart that business that you have been longing to start, you know, or you can finally do that particular thing that's been on your mind that, you know, will just lift up your spirit and lift up, your mind, will just encourage you in a particular way. So don't give up just yet. Don't throw in the towel just yet. Hold on a little bit longer. You just never know. You might not even have to hold on that long. And before you know it, things are working out for you. Things are getting better. Yeah. Let's pause right here now. Make room for scheduled commercial break, but we'll be back shortly to continue with our conversation on don't give up just yet.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
The best connections and moments are worth remembering, don't you think? Grab one of our great-tasting non-alcoholic drinks, Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original, or Vintook Lemon, anytime, anywhere. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back. So we're talking about not giving up just yet, hey? Not giving up on your life, not giving up on your career, not giving up on your dream of being a mom, not giving up on your dream of being a husband, not giving up on your dream of being a teacher, I don't know, not giving up on anything that you've been putting your eyes on. And of course, yeah, the year is about to come to a close and you're perhaps wondering, I mean, somewhere last year, this time around, I thought things will turn around, things will be better. But hey, look at it. We're still at the same pace as we were last year. You know, sometimes you are the one who's not actually seeing the progress that is going on. And even if the progress is going as slow as a tortoise, at least there is some progress. You just keep on going. You just keep on, you know, pursuing whatever it is that you're pursuing. You just keep on doing whatever it is that you're doing. And not just doing it, but putting in your very best. While you're still anticipating and hoping for the very for a better outcome, you know, perhaps who knows, before you even know it, you know, the one thing that I think sometimes we don't understand or we don't realize is that even at the very last minute, you know, when you've been hoping for something, even at the very last minute, it's possible for it to just come through, you know. And you know, it's also August, September, of course, application forms for university or to go somewhere. Some of them have come to a close, but then there's now late registration. I don't know, for some university, they still go up to September. I think so. But then perhaps you're the particular person who has been applying for a particular course and you've just haven't been getting it, you know. I mean, there are people who are just very determined to say, I want to study medicine and it's that I want to do, that or nothing else. Or I want to do, accounting or economics, whatsoever that it is that you are pursuing, and you haven't actually been successful. You've rather been successful in other areas, but that those ones were not your priority. Again, still keep on pursuing, keep on trying, keep on putting in your best, keep on really giving it your all. You just never know, when exactly yours might come. Yeah. I've heard of people who have had to try 7 times, your all. In fact, my cousin, the other time, we were at the north and he was talking about how he finally got his driver's license. And then he said this is on his 7th attempt. Yeah. He kept on failing and eventually he just got that driver's license. So I mean, don't give up just yet on that particular goal that you've been desiring. You know, every failure kind of brings you even more to a closer. You know, every failure or makes you smarter. Did you know that? Yeah, because you know the particular thing that you failed, you would be able to remember it next time. This particular part that you failed, you won't make that mistake in that particular part, you know. And if you do, if you do make the same mistake this on the second round, you won't make it on the third round. Now, this reminds me of something. When we were doing our hours, the time when I was, at NAST and we were doing our hours at Fire Brigade, you know, we had to do some firefighting. Is it sort of like, yeah, basic firefighting training. And so there's a particular room that we had to go in. There's two particular rooms, but on different intervals. Now, there's a particular room that we had to go in and try and rescue the person. And you have to be with a partner. So it's two twos, you know. And we were not that much, probably not more than 26, or at least we were very much below 30, you know, for that intake, for that class of 20, what was it? Never mind. But the point is, we were not allowed. So then my colleagues went in. Were we the last? Yes, actually we were the last. Me and my partner, we were the last. And the rule was keep left. So whatever it is, and we had something, I don't remember what, but sort of like a wooden something that you're holding. And then you're like looking for, you go in this particular room then, and then it's sort of like, you have to somehow imagine that as if there's a fire, because you're trying to rescue somebody from a fire inside the house. So now you have to keep left. That's the rule. Keep left and search with this particular, maybe wooden thing. I can't remember specifically what it was now, but it's sort of like a wooden stick that you have to now keep on swinging within the room, so that, you know, when you swing it and it hits somebody, you'll be able, or it hits on something, you'll be able to notice that, hey, maybe the person is in this direction, and then you follow then that, and then you pull that person to you, with your partner, of course, still holding on to you, and then you bring them to your left, and then you are able to exit. Now, we were told very specifically and very clear, keep left, yeah? No matter what you meet on the way, whether hazards or whatever, keep left. Because when you keep, actually, it's like a room, yeah? When you enter a room and then you keep left, you go around it in circles, you go around that room, and then you just keep left all throughout. You will, if you've been faithful to just keeping left all throughout as you're searching that room, you know, like, let's say, sort of leaning on the wall, you will come out at the door if you have been faithful to keeping left. Okay. So that's the idea. So that you, the person that's rescuing the next person, don't get lost in the moment and get lost in the building. Now, for me, I don't know, when we went in, there was a part where we met an obstacle. Now, remember, we are blindfolded, so we're not supposed to see, and we are crawling, me and my partner, and I was in front, I was ahead of him. We're not supposed to know to see with our eyes, because, I mean, otherwise it defeats the whole purpose of it. For some reason, we reached an obstacle, and I didn't keep left, yeah? I deviated, and of course, my partner just, trust me, your partner thinks you're doing the right thing, and we came out. And wait, we came, and it's so funny, our lecturer just let us go. We came out far, far from the first gate that we're supposed to come out from. We went out another way. And it was sort of like a really embarrassing moment, but it's okay. I kind of like took that blow, because everybody else passed. All the other, you know, pay passed. Everybody else passed. It's only me and my partner who failed that particular test. Okay, fine. So we had to do it again. And then, I kept left. Now here comes the main test, y'all, where we had to put, I can remember now the, some of those equipment's names. There was something that we had to put over our mouths, and sort of like for oxygen, with an oxygen tank at the back. And is it called parrot? Something like that. I can't remember what it's called, but yeah, those that, work in this field will know better. So then, I remember now this one was more like of a panic for others, because what they said was, so make sure that you don't finish the oxygen in the tank. But then that was just to get into our heads, because it wasn't on, you know, the thing wasn't switched on. So it was just working like it's just in your mind. There's no oxygen to finish because it was never switched on. So yeah. So when it was placed on me, I was breathing just fine. Now I had a different partner and my partner was in front of me. Now remember he passed. He was a part of the group that passed the first test, but I was me and my partner, we failed it. So I knew within me entering there that I must keep left. Otherwise I will fail. Otherwise I'm going to come out at another door, or otherwise we'll just be going in circles. Now this, my partner had some sort of ego, right? He felt like, you know, it's better than me and he was male and da, 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 da. So we kept on in there and we had to also climb. Remember, we're still blindfolded now and we had to climb and we had things over our face, our nose and an oxygen, an empty, I don't know if it was empty or, but yeah, I'm sure it was empty, an empty oxygen tank at our back. And then so we went in and, you know, those things that, you know, the divers, when they go, undersea, where? Yeah, something like that. So then we went in and I'm following him now and I'm asking him, are you keeping left though? Because it felt like we were just going in circles, climbing up and down. I don't know. I can't remember. Maybe we've done it about three times. We probably went in circles about three, four times, you all. Eventually, and our lecturers are just there, and I could hear them giggling, laughing. I didn't know what, you know, maybe they were laughing their stuff. That's what I thought, or really us, we're making some blunders and whatnot. And mind you, some partners had gone there and they didn't stay so long. Now we were staying quite a long time. Now eventually, our lecturer said I should lead. And my partner was like, no, there's no way I'm going to let Happy lead me, blah, 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 and stuff. And then she was like, I said, Happy must lead. You go to the back. Because I kept asking him, are you keeping left though? Because remember my first ordeal, right? That I had with the situation of not keeping left, I had failed already and I knew exactly why it was. Now I remember us really having a discussion with the fellows, to see why it is that you failed or whatever. Nonetheless, I took over and we didn't even go in circles twice, y'all. Like we kept left and then right when we about at the door, I was now fed up. I was tired because we've been already going in circles and I was now saying, you know what? I'm done. You know what? And we're told that if you fail this particular part, you fail the whole module, and it's a year module and it requires so much, activities at the mountains, at the swimming pools, at fire brigade itself. It required so many things. You know, you can't afford to fail it. It was very expensive as well. I think it was about $9,000, something like that. So it's a module that you just wouldn't want to fail. Even if you had the money, the time and the energy that goes with it, it's not something that you would want to fail. But then I was like so fed up, you all. I was like, you know what? I'm done. I can't keep doing this. Like we're going in circles and na-na-na-na-na. I want to stand up. You're not supposed to stand up because you're supposed to be crawling this whole time. And then my lecturer was like, Happy, feel for the door. And I have to feel for the door with my left. And I'm like, no, I'm tired now. I'm exhausted. And then my partner now says, Happy, if they are saying feel for the door, it's because there is a door or the door is just nearby. Oh, okay. That kind of hit my head like, actually makes sense. And then I felt for the door and wait, the door was just there. I don't know. This was now like probably like a really long story, but the whole point is imagine if I had really, thank God for my partner, because I haven't been listening anymore to the lecturers and everybody else, because I was like, no man, this is just too much. I mean, why are we here for a very long time? Now, I didn't know at the time that my partner was the one not keeping left, maybe meeting obstacles like in my previous, you know, scenario, and then keep diverting and whatnot. So, but then thank God for what he said. Now coming out, I broke down and I cried. And of course, my other colleagues didn't know why I probably cried. Maybe they thought I was scared or whatever. I think I broke down because I don't know, it's finally over and I endured it or something like that. But yeah, and then I went over to sit where those who had passed or had gone through that particular activity were sitting. And then I remember there's this particular man, I think he still works there. And there was this particular man who later came over and said, who just came out now? And then I was like, me. And then he said, you're a very strong woman. You know, it made me cry even the more, like, yeah, because I remember speaking to my partner and saying, you know what, keep left. Like, I'm guiding my partner to what to do. Now, the whole point is, imagine you're all, if I had really given up, I mean, I was just an inch. Okay, let me not say an inch, but I was so very close to the door. And I was going to give up and say, I'm fed up, I'm tired. I would have failed that course. I would have had to start over again. Or maybe I would have given another chance to redo it. But remember now, the previous failure because of the first assessment and scenario was so embedded in me, like that keep left was so embedded in me that I kept it all throughout. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to tell you, failure, you know, kind of like prints a mark on you, on your heart, in your mind, in your memory, that you won't repeat the same mistake. I hope I'm speaking to somebody right here. Like, you know, that particular thing that you failed at, that particular mistake that you did, it is embedded in you so much that maybe when you get the second chance, you will make the same mistakes. Now we make room for a scheduled commercial break. We'll be back.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian, passionately feeding the nation.
Namib Mills, feeding the nation.
Yeah, now I hope that that story actually has maybe impacted in somebody and has kind of like set the tone of the emphasis of what I want to make about, you know, having made a particular mistake, even when it's very dire, you know, a very dire mistake that you made kind of like really makes you cautious of your decisions. Yeah. You become very cautious. You know, it's sort of like when you, you were in a situation that it almost cost you your life, and it was because of, very bad choices that you made. It makes you realize that, hold on, I'm gonna be more cautious about certain things. And sometimes it's not really about planning. You don't even have to plan it. It just becomes embedded at the back of your mind that I won't make this particular mistake again because I know how much it can cost me. Yeah. So don't always, see failure as, the end of the world. Don't always see failure as, maybe saying you're not good enough or you can't do better. No, sort of just hold on because, hey, it does get better with time, and it does get better, with every try as well. It gets better with every try, with every, trial also. It gets better, you know. It's trials that makes us the stronger. It's trials that, bring out, that mold us to be a strong character. You know, have you ever seen, two different people, with different backgrounds, and one grew up in an area where they had to go and fetch water from a very young age, and that's how they were surviving with their mom and their dad or single parent house, and compared to somebody else who kind of like had everything on the table, and later on in life, this particular person, things are not so easy for them, and then they hit bottom rock, you know. They can't go forward because everything seems to be just drowning on them, seems not to be working out, and they feel like this is the end of the world. Life's not supposed to be like this. Now compare this person to the other one who grew up in a place where they had to fetch water, they had to do much work, they have to do this. For them, hitting bottom rock or things not going well, it doesn't hit them so painfully as the other person, because hey, this is a life that we're kind of like used to, accustomed to, not necessarily like that people should get used to the lifestyle that they're in, of course not. But then this is a lifestyle that they kind of like endured, they went through it, and it's just sort of like another phrase, you know. To them, it's like, I can go through this. I mean, my parents passed through this. We went through this. We came out of this. I can also go through it, you know. The light will shine again. It will get better. It will, you know, the sun will come out of the clouds again, you know, like that. But it takes also self-motivation. And sometimes self-motivation also is, we do it based on something in the past, on a character that we had gone through in the past that then resonates with us, that to say, but it will get better, man. It'll be fine. Yeah. So hence why I'm saying, don't let your trials make you think that you're the only one that's going through trials. A lot of people are going through trials. A lot of people, as much as they're living a life that to you seems very perfect and everything seems to be going well, people are going through trials. People are going through heavy storms. I mean, it's not all about material things. People can have material things and not have that one particular thing that they so much desire, that material cannot buy, that you have so freely. You know, some people have lost their family members, so many of their family members, they're not so many anymore, and they cling on to the few family members that they do have. And you, on the other hand, you can talk about cousins, nephew, niece, grandmother, grandfather, maybe sometimes even great grandmother, you know, stuff like that. And yeah, it's something to really appreciate. Of course, we're not to be living our lives in comparison. The other time we spoke about comparison is a thief of joy, but it just goes on to say that when we do appreciate where we are now, when we do appreciate the things that we do have now, and sometimes I know it can get to a point where appreciation is not even coming in your mind. It gets to a point where things are so hard, you know, where you just getting through the day, you know, is an achievement on its own. And you know what? When it gets to that point and getting through the day has become something that you have to celebrate, then so be it. Yeah? Then so be it, you know, where every day you just push through, you just endure, you know, you just endure, you know? Like, I don't know, maybe you, maybe living in a particular house with family members, and the situation has become so unbearable and so toxic, and somebody has kind of like promised you that just hold on a little bit longer until the end of September, and then something's gonna come through and you'll get your own place, you know, especially for students who are living with aunts, uncles, and sometimes life can be really, really tough on them, and you feel like a month, one more month, and you feel like, I don't think I can survive one more week in this house, you know. Even for you, just hang on a little bit longer, yeah. Don't give up. Keep on continuing. Keep on pursuing whatever it is that you're pursuing. Keep on chasing. Keep on, you know, just putting in the effort and be very good at what you're putting in. And when it gets to that point where it's no longer about how good it is, but it's about just stepping and just dragging yourself, because I know that sometimes life can really get to that point, then so be it. Drag yourself out, you know, really dress up and show up where you are. I'm supposed to be. And I tell you what, sometimes just when you're about to throw in the towel, help is just run about the corner. You just don't know who has been eyeing you and seeing you and noticing that you need a pull through, you know, you need an extra hand, you need like a hand to grab you and just help you take the next step. So don't give up. Make sure that you just keep on pursuing, be encouraged, be motivated. And I don't know, perhaps maybe for you, it is, job hunting. You've been job hunting for the longest time, and it feels like it's not coming through, and you have a family to take care of. You have people that are depending on you, people that are looking up to you, and things are just so dire. Things are just so tough. You recently maybe lost your job because of one thing or another. Maybe your company was retrenching people and you're one of them, and it feels like, you know what, how am I going to get out of this? How am I going to make it? Let me tell you what, if he feeds the bed, you know, he can feed you too. Yeah. And just keep on holding on. You just never know who's seeing you. You know, you never know who's noticing you, and you just never know when the next door is going to be opened. And sometimes doors are opened when we least expect it. Yeah. Keep on knocking on those doors. Keep on searching. Keep on, handing in your CVs. Keep on knocking. Keep on, putting together what you need to put together. Keep on sending those emails. Keep on following up. You know, whatever it is that you need to be doing, keep on it. Keep on doing it. You just never know. I'm telling you, you just never know, for real. And I'm just, you know, just saying this to kind of like sweet talk you, but I'm really hoping that it's really penetrating us to say, you know what, just when you're about to give up, just when you're about to throw in the towels. I mean, I tell you, I particularly myself, I don't know, I remember a friend of mine was actually calling me and saying, you know what, Happy, I'm so tired. Like, I'm so exhausted. Like, I'm tired. Like, and I remember, and I reminded him of the time when I used to tell him, then I say, you know what, my friend, I am so tired of the particular situation, how it is now, you know. And I remember, I am so tired of how things are right now. I want things to change for the better, things to be good, you know. I want things to be blossoming. And I remember telling him, and I actually remember one time I was crying over the phone, and my friend was just praying, and I was trying to kind of like contain myself, not to show that I was actually crying, because I felt so. I don't know. I felt like I was in a very dark place where things were just not going right. Like, nothing felt like it was right. And you know, sometimes you feel like nothing is going right, but there will be something that is going right. Sort of just push you, keep on, you know, pushing you. But yeah, at that moment, you feel like nothing at all is actually working out. Nothing at all is going right. Although there will be that one particular thing. But nonetheless, I still remember when my friend really held my hand. Now it's my turn to actually hold that. Their hand at this particular time in point in time, because, you know, not necessarily just because they held my hand, but because they're my friend. And I think that's one of the things that we really also have to tell ourselves, you know, be there for your friend, and then be there for that one person who really needs you to be there. Yeah, I can't emphasize that enough, like I have done already in the very beginning of our conversation, to say, make sure that you play your part well, so that you avoid that guilty trip that can't avail anything when everything has been done already. Yeah. So don't give up. Keep on pursuing. Keep on, you know, playing your part. Keep on and whatever it is that you're doing. Now let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace. I'll soon open our studio line. And okay, let me just give it to you in the meantime. 0832888401. We'll also take a commercial break, but I'll be back to continue. Stay tuned right here on Life Lessons on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Say I'm not enough. more than just the sum of every high and every low. Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
And welcome back. You are tuned into Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station, right? We're talking about not giving up just yet, holding on a little bit longer to whatever it is that you have been pursuing or whatever it is that you have been believing and trusting God for, to just make your way, or just in general about everything in life, whether it's secular world, your job, your career or whatnot, just not to give up just yet, to hold on just a little bit longer. Things will get better. Yeah. Yeah, don't give up just yet. Now, of course, what about those who have been pursuing, perhaps, let me say, marriage? Yeah, you know, I think a lot of times, this is what I'm starting to realize, we don't really do justice, at least from my part. I really do justice to the singles. Of course, we have spoken about marriage topics right here, and we've spoken about separation, divorce, and that kind of stuff. But we never really spoken about singles. Yeah, I remember one particular time we really did speak to singles, but how often do we really, you know, talk to singles and say, don't give up just yet? I mean, there are a lot of people out there who want to get married, who wish to get married, but not just anybody. They don't want to make the mistakes that a lot of people make. Funny enough, today, as I was working in my street, it just dawned on me. Maybe because I was listening to a particular message on YouTube, and this married lady was saying there were no there were no ideal marriages, or there were no people that were married around her that she could say that she can look up to, you know, like sort of that modeled a picture of a beautiful marriage. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And honestly, I have posted this question before when I was talking on or discussing on the marriage topic, but just you yourself, ask yourself how many couples around you are married, are modeling it out for you as this is the ideal marriage. And I know every marriage is unique, y'all. I know that you can't compare marriages to each other because different circumstances and different settings just make it very unique. And different challenges also make it very unique. But I'm speaking about in general, on a general note. Even me personally, when I thought of it today, I was like, but there's so many people getting married, and we have hope and we have faith and we trust that the people getting married, or those who are getting married themselves, they have hope and faith that their own won't end up skew or broken or, you know, stuff like that. But let's come back to reality. What is it that they are doing to make sure? Of course, when you begin to run a race and you see so many people falling halfway into the journey before they are finishing line, you yourself, you ought to set some goals and say, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. This is the don'ts and the do's in this particular race. I'm going to charge myself even the more before I set out on this race. I'm going to educate myself. Make sure that I have the knowledge and the capacity and the wisdom and before I actually set out on this race. Why? It's not because you're preparing for failure and not because you are scared to fail or whatnot, but it's because you are avoiding what the other people have been experiencing. You are trying to be cautious and very smart about it, you know? Hence why you are preparing yourself on this journey. But I'm saying and I'm thinking that I don't really see people doing that, you know. People don't seem to be really investing in themselves or in their marriages beforehand. You know, we often just want to learn from our own personal mistakes and not really learn from other people. Hence why heartaches and headaches when it comes to marital issues will continue to be there if those who are preparing and gearing up for it are not preparing themselves, educating and equipping themselves for it before they actually get into it. Yeah. So with that being said, you as a particular person who's gearing for it as a single person, yeah, you ought to prepare yourself, you know, not just, in your mind, you know, anticipating that particular, wife, that particular husband, but rather preparing yourself. What is it that you're doing to make sure that you're preparing yourself? Now, other people will go by and be saying, I wish to get married, but what is it that you're doing, that is making sure that you are prepared? Maybe there's, let's say for instance, of course, there's no fiance for you now. There's nobody, mm-hmm. But you sincerely want to get married. Then I think, instead of being so occupied and being so anxious about it, you know, when you're very anxious about something, it often will not come because you're so anxious about it. But when you divert yourself and your mind is occupied with other things, then that's when it finds you when it is expected. So in other words, I'm saying do something that will prep you in the meantime. If you may be, then are seeking marriage, I would say, and maybe cooking is not really your favorite thing, maybe take a hobby up in that aspect. Or maybe you want to learn certain things then maybe hang around people who can be able to teach you certain skills that you want. It will kind of just, you know, I don't know. Action speaks louder than words, you know. You're gearing yourself up in preparation for that. But so many people are shy to even prepare themselves. They don't even want to talk about, it's like for someone to say, I wish to get married and I'm preparing myself like this. To other people, it's like a taboo. It's like something that is just out of the ordinary. Why should it be? I mean, we go to school to educate ourselves so we can be well equipped in our workplaces. Why don't we also equip ourselves and prepare ourselves and gear ourselves up and be prepared when the marriage finally comes? And then it doesn't just hit you and now you want to run around and this type of things and, you know, with that and that and that. I was telling a friend of mine who's very much single and a very hardworking lady, very accomplished lady, career-wise, she's doing well. And the next thing that she wants now, and she's at the age of maturity and the age of marriage, and she wants to get married. And I was telling her that, you know what, I think you should develop an attitude of gratefulness to say, okay, I you position yourself in a way that I trust that my spouse will soon locate me, you know, like that. Instead of being anxious about it, rather shift yourself to the next thing. And also telling you that you better come on board because some of us, like me, I believe that before you know it, your marriage is run about the corner. I believe it more than you do because, you know, when the person is within the box, you can see outside the box and they can't because they are in the box. And I feel like, hey, I don't see why somebody, you know, you match somebody intelligent, somebody, you know, on the same level with the same faith and same belief as you won't come up and, you know, knock you off your feet and you'll be like, you know what? I think I've gotten approval. I'm going to go ahead and get married to this person. Yeah, you know, like that. So I was not telling you that she must prepare herself. She must, has she even been thinking about certain things? I mean, she's a lady and often when a man comes and says he wants to get married, they're not interested in what type of color the bridesmaid's clothes are going to be. They're not interested in the venue. Venue, sometimes they play their part, but they're not interested in those details. That would be on her part. So I was just kind of like asking her, like, what color would you want? You know, what theme would you want for your wedding? She's like, I don't know, actually. Then I was like, maybe you should occupy yourself with that. You know, you get like, you sort of like preparing your mind, you know, just really investing yourself in, I think, maybe I would want this type of wedding dress. Maybe I would, you're like really gearing yourself up for that particular thing. Yeah. So really to the singles out there, if you are looking for marriage, don't just sit back and be anxious about it and accept every frog, before your prince actually comes. No, man. And I think the qualities will be out there. You don't have to kiss a lot of frogs before you finally meet your prince. Actually, you can actually reserve yourself and keep yourself until the prince comes. And I think that's where we mess up most of our chances because we're so busy occupied with the wrong person. When the right person finally comes, you know how ladies can be. We are guarding what we have now and we're not paying attention to the next person because, hey, you're really occupied just a couple of years from now. And then boom, this person disappoints you. And then you'll be like, I wasted time. And then you see the next person who was actually a good match for you marrying somebody else. And you'll be like, you know, but because you didn't actually exercise patience and kind of like just prep yourself and don't just let yourself, you know, go with every thing that comes your way, but rather just prep yourself, invest in yourself and also finding out who you are yourself. You know, we look at the qualities we want in the next person, but we don't look at our qualities and say, what actually do I want? What actually do I like? What is the next person that, what is those qualities of the next person that will actually match my qualities? What are my deal breakers? What is it that I will not tolerate? What it is, you know, things like that. You take a journal, you write down and you know, you're prepping yourself. You were educating yourself about yourself also so that when it comes your way, you are able to make the right choices. You know, But it comes with preparation. It comes to talking to yourself. It comes to knowing yourself. You're learning yourself. You're learning about particular things and not just going with the flow. Now, since we're talking about don't give up just yet. Now, for you who's really hoping to get a spouse, and maybe you've been single for wonderful 3 years now. Yeah, there are people who really have been just, celibate for a wonderful couple of years, keeping themselves and just hoping for the best. Yeah. Because honestly, something about sleeping around has consequences. And some people have learned the hard way, hence why they just don't want to, just make any choices that are not positive, that are not growing, that are rather draining and negative and just pulling them backwards, and they're trying to move forward. So maybe if you've been keeping yourself for this longest time and you just feel like your efforts that you've been putting in are not being awarded, or they're just going to waste, I tell you what, don't give up. Hold on. Just hold on. And also, don't be so picky. You know, sometimes you can be so picky, perhaps that's your next door neighbor who has been really a very wonderful person, and you have observed them. They are your neighbor. You know what type of person they are and their character and the lifestyle that they live. And you've just not been paying them attention, you know? Maybe that's actually your spouse. You just never know. But because you've been setting the bar so high, or perhaps you're looking very far, but nonetheless, just don't give up yet. You just never know. You just never know. Like, I think a lot of people never knew that they were going to meet their spouse just maybe when you're about to go for a vacation at the very end of the year and you're like, I hope I meet my spouse in this very 2025 and it's December and you're going for vacation and you've given up. It's fine. You're like, it's okay. Well, maybe next year things will happen, and then boom, you bump into somebody and they just stand out to be, this is going to be your spouse, you know, things like that. So just what I'm actually trying to say is don't give up on your dream of getting married, and don't just throw in the towel and start making wrong decisions because you feel like it's not going to happen anyway. It will eventually happen. And for some people, some people, when they are getting into their 30s, 35s, and they feel like, I don't have a child, they settle down with anybody. And sometimes not really settling down, but they just want a child with whomever is available to give them a child. Maybe for them to feel like that they are a woman, they can give birth. Oh, I just don't know what type of mindset. And I keep saying, the last thing you want is to raise your child by yourself. For those who have done it, I'm sure it's not been an easy one. But the last thing you want is to deliberately put yourself in a situation that later you'll be like, maybe you should have actually held on a little longer. Because why would you want to be at your house by choice, yeah? Why would you want to be at your house being up and down with a little baby by yourself while the father is staying somewhere else, when they're actually supposed to be with you, helping you out with those sleepless nights? And newborns can be very draining because they require a lot of attention. You need to wake up and switch on the light, change the diaper, really try to put the nipple in the mouth so they can actually be able to get it. And they cry and they have wind in the stomach. It comes with a lot of things. Hence why, and I think it's that particular part where, hence why it's not supposed to be a one woman thing. It's supposed to be hands on. I've seen my sister go through it, and I was just like, girl, it's something that is really tough and requires two people. So don't give up on that, your dream of holding on for a spouse And also just because you're a mom of three or mom of four, and then you're feeling discouraged because your community people are discouraging you. They're telling you that it won't happen for you. I'm here to tell you that that's a lie, a complete lie. There's someone out there who will just love you for you with your whole bunch of beautiful babies. Yeah. The person that comes and says, let your kids stay with your mother, you know, then they're probably not the one. Don't compromise. And you get some women for the sake of a relationship. They forget their kids to maintain. Really? No. No, man. If you're going to love somebody, love them with all their baggage. And if you're not ready to sign up for that, then don't. Nobody's asking you to, or nobody's holding your gun. Do it. You see? So it's really a matter of choices, and it's a matter of encouraging ourselves and motivating ourselves to say, it'll get better with time, with whatever particular situation. It'll get better with time. Yeah. Now, with that being said, let's pause right here. Okay. I now invite you all. The studio line is open. 083-288-401 is the number in studio. Please come through, air opinions and contributions, as we pause right here for a commercial break and a musical break.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
When the best of me is barely breathing, when I'm not somebody I believe in, hold on to me. When I miss the light, the night is stolen, when I'm slamming all the doors you've opened, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you. When I am sure I have reached the end. Hold on. Hold on to me.
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. There is no distance. It cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter. I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you.
Things were a little bit hard for me. Felt like they were just kind of so easy. And I think all of us go through that, hey? I know we always feel like I've heard it hard and the next person hasn't. But I think we all go through that. We just go through it at different stages. Perhaps the time I'm going through it, you are coming out of it. And the time, you know, you're coming out of it, the next person is going through it. So we can't really, entirely think that I've been through the worst. There are people I trust that have been through the worst than us and, or you or me or whatever and whatnot. But, yeah. But now I think, let's go into some, quotes on not giving up and just try to find context or to make context out of it. Now, one is every great achievement starts with a decision to try. Yeah. One personal quote that I really love, it resonates well with me, is if you keep doing the same thing, you keep getting the same results. Now, sometimes as much as you ought not to give up, while you're pursuing that goal, sometimes you have to employ other strategies, other methods for, in order for you to be able to actually reach that goal. You know, sometimes we make a series of things, but those series of repetition of things are not really yielding us the results. They're not bringing us to where we ought to be, or they're not helping us to achieve that particular goal that we ought to be achieving. Hence why sometimes you have to re-strategize. You have to find a different angle or a different way of doing something and then pursue it. That way you really will be able to make it. Now also you've already made it thus far, don't stop now. You know, when I actually, for me, when I want to give up on a particular something, I sometimes think about, wait, what will people say? Maybe this thing has already gone public. Maybe the people around me, they already know that I started this particular goal and now all of a sudden I want to quit. Sometimes that can also be a motivating factor to say, if I quit now, people will laugh at me. So I really genuinely will be like, no, I need to finish what I started. It's just the same as, you know, how the saying goes, don't start building without pondering on whether you have enough to be able to build. But then again, just that thing of, you've already started, you've already gone so far, you know, and who knows, maybe like the story that I shared earlier, you're just very close, inching closer to the goal, and here you are, you want to give up. Now, winners are not those who never fail, but those who never quit. That's so true. Hey, a lot of people who have actually made it in life, you'll be surprised. But when we say made it in life, what are we actually saying? Yeah, but a lot of people who have actually achieved certain things that they desired, or goals that they laid out for themselves, you'd be surprised how many times they encountered failure, but they kept on going. And then also the darkest nights produce the brightest stars. And this one is very similar to weeping may endure. This one's a scripture. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And sometimes night means season, a period of time where, you will be weeping. Maybe sometimes not, physical tears, but it can be physical tears, but joy comes in the morning eventually. I mean, you know what? I don't know how to keep on emphasizing that there is no situation that is permanent. However dark the cloud may be, I tell you, it will eventually cease. Yeah. The bright cloud will eventually come. I don't know. I don't care how long it takes, but eventually it will come. But your attitude, you know, the way you look at the situation also plays its part. And I know sometimes it might be very, very tiring and very exhausting. But at that point, I think I will encourage you to get songs that motivate you and lift you up and just carry you through. And not those ones that just drain you and make you question your worth and question your being, but rather those ones that really lift you up and resonate with the situation. Mm-hmm. So the darkest nights produce the brightest stars. Now, another one is, you might be tired, but you're not finished. Yeah. This one, you might be tired, but you're not finished. In other words, then maybe seek to get the rest and the rejuvenation that you need and get up again and start. But how many times do we really just close off many things and just rest, so that when we start again, we are more energetic and we are more strengthened and we are more encouraged, you know, and the shoot will be now greater this time around, because you are aiming with more strength and you're starting off with more input, opposed to when you're just dragging and pulling your feet. And another one is, what you're going through is preparing you for what you asked for. Woo! Yeah, ne? Progress, not perfection, but keep moving. You may be making progress, although not perfection, and maybe not at the perfect pace as some would want, but keep on moving. Another one is, each step, no matter how small, brings you closer to your goal. Actually, each step, no matter how small it may be, actually brings you closer to your goal. And then your future self will thank you for not giving up today. That's so true. That is so true. Like, so those particular things that you really wanted to give up on, but now that you look back and you're so glad you didn't give up on it, even on life itself. I mean, we spoke about not giving up on life, in the very beginning of our conversation, and your future self will be, I want to paint this scenario. You're going through so much right now, and things are very heavy on you right now, both financially, physically, emotionally, mentally. Things are just so hard, and it's as if it's a series of challenges that I just orchestrated for you, you know? You know, as if the thing is just orchestrated for you. And then you wanted to give up on life. Specifically, we're talking about on life right now. You wanted to give up on life. And then somebody encouraged you. Somebody motivated you. Somebody said something that just gave you the strength to carry on. Or you saw somebody who was going through hard times, but they continued to press on. They continued to hold on. And you felt motivated. Now, 7 years later, here you are with a wonderful career, wonderful job, married to a wonderful spouse, having children, having a job that is just so fulfilling, contributing immensely to society, you know, people calling you up and asking for advice or counseling. At the position where you are, it's just so worth embracing and worth pausing and looking back and just being appreciative. Doesn't just that speak great volume? You know, just imagine yourself there, having achieved those goals that you've been wanting for a so long time. Hence why I see your future self will thank you for it. For real, for real. Your future self will be so grateful that I'm so glad you didn't give up. I'm so glad you didn't quit. I'm so glad you kept on. I'm so glad. You will be so grateful. You will really reflect and you will want to motivate the next person to say, don't give up. I went through tough times, but they didn't last. And here am I, being grateful that I didn't give up. And then tough times never last, but tough people do. Failure is the opposite of success. It's part of success. When you feel like quitting, remember why you started. You know, sometimes we start certain goals, not necessarily for other people, but for ourselves. That alone should be a motivating factor to say, hey, I will continue because this is the goal that I set out for myself. This is what I told myself I'm going to achieve. Not necessarily for other people. I know some people like to say, do it for your children, do it for your family, do it for do it for your mom. I like to say, do it for yourself. Other people are just secondary, but you're the primary target. Because it's your life. Do it for yourself. And then other people are secondary beneficiaries. But otherwise, do it for yourself. Even a career, whatever it is that you're pursuing, do it for yourself. You know, I didn't touch on the aspect of maybe you've been applying for a job online, you know? I mean, not online, but abroad. And I know there's a lot of paperwork that goes with that, visa approvals and all that. And it can be draining. I've witnessed my cousin go through it and she said, it's not easy. Even for you, for the fact that you have started already and you've put so much input and so much in it, don't let it discourage you. Don't quit now. Don't give up now. Continue. Yeah. Continue. You got this. Eventually we will look at you. We will applaud you and we will say, thank you for not quitting. And finally, the other day I had somebody say, let's celebrate the everyday heroes that make choices every day to keep on going, no matter how hard and difficult. Those are the real heroes. But it's true. Those heroes that no matter how hard it is, they keep on going. They keep on making deliberate choices to get up and to try again. So with that being said, I hope I've spoken to somebody. I know sometimes my voice can change in there, especially when I'm not trying to press it right into your heart. But I hope that you've learned something today in terms of don't give up just yet. Majorly, don't give up just yet on your life in general. Yeah? Don't give up just yet. You never know. Breakthrough is just round about the corner. Now, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, we have officially come to the conclusion of today's episode of Life Lessons. Do stay tuned for yet another conversation that my colleague is bringing you and keeping you company up until 12 midnight. And from me and Dafa, happy Juju, it is goodbye. Have yourself a wonderful Saturday evening and a restful Sunday tomorrow. And we'll see you again on Monday. Goodbye. You take care of yourself.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today. It tells me I